Hey guys, Jin here. 英文备课中要开杠咯。Both Taiwanese and English are used in this episode, so you will hear both languages throughout the show. 今天要来聊聊意大利面食的制作方式。Let's learn how to make fresh pasta at home. 西餐烹调丙级证照里有一道料理叫做意大利肉酱面。Spaghetti Bolognese， 在聊要怎么煮意大利面，要怎么做意大利肉酱面之前，先来说说怎么做意大利面的面团哦。Pasta is a generic term that refers to a broad category of food made from unleavened dough consisting of wheat flour, water, and sometimes eggs.Generic, 一般通用的 term, 术语 refer to, 与某个东西有关系的 broad, 宽广的 category, 分类 unleavened, 未发酵的 consist of, 有某个东西组成或构成的 pasta is generic term, 意大利面食是一个通用术语 that refers to, 指的是Broad category of food, 一大类的食物 made from unleavened dough, 由未发酵的面团制成的 consisting of wheat flour, water, and sometimes eggs, 由面粉、水、有时候还是鸡蛋制成的 Pasta is a generic term that refers to a broad category of food made from unleavened doughconsisting of wheat flour, water, and sometimes eggs. Pasta 这个字指的是用面粉和水，有时候还会加蛋混合成的基本面团。我觉得可以把 pasta 这个字呢翻译成意大利面食。There are many different types of pasta, each with its own shape, size, and texture. Texture 质感。There are 有。Many different types of pasta, 许多不同种类的意大利面食 each with its own shape, 每一种都有自己的形状 size and texture, 大小以及质地 There are many different types of pasta, each with its own shape, size and texture. 意大利面食的种类很多,有各种不同的形状和大小,也有不同的名称。Spaghetti is a variety of pasta. The term spaghetti specifically refers to long, thin, cylindrical noodles. Variety, 品种、变化 term, 术语 specifically, 特别明确的 refer to, 与某个东西有关系 cylindrical, 圆柱状 Spaghetti, 意大利面is a variety of pasta, 是一种意大利面食。The term spaghetti specifically refers to. Spaghetti 这个单字呢，虽然称为意大利面，但其实特别强调的是，特别指的是这一类型的意大利面食。Long, thin, cylindrical noodles, 长而细的圆柱状的面条。Spaghetti is a variety of pasta. The term spaghetti specifically refers to long, thin, cylindrical noodles.
我们最常看到或听到或课本上面会提到的 spaghetti, 意大利面是比较类似中式面条细长圆柱状的面食。而 pasta 这个字呢它的范围就比较广泛就是所有的意大利面食都可以。Other popular types of pasta include 那其他的意大利面食的种类有这一些 Penne 通心面通心粉 Penne is a short tube shaped pasta Penne 指的是一种短的管状的意大利面 Rotini 螺丝粉螺旋面 Rotini is a crushed group shaped pastaRotini 它是一种螺旋状的有点像螺旋起子形状的意大利面 Fusilli 纺锤面也是螺旋面的一种 Fusilli is a spiral shaped pasta Fusilli 跟 rotini 它的形状是很类似的，都是螺旋起子形状的。Farfalle 蝴蝶面又称为领结面。Farfalle is a bowl-shaped pasta. Farfalle 是一种外形长得像蝴蝶或者是领结的一种意大利面。Ravioli 意大利饺，或有人称它为馄饨。Ravioli is a small pasta pocket that is filled with cheese, meat, or vegetables. Ravioli 它是用方形的面皮，把乳酪啊、肉啊，还有蔬菜包起来的一种意大利面食。那它包起来的样子呢，就会让人联想到 dumplings，就是饺子类的东西。Lasagna，千层面，或者是称为烤宽面条。Lasagna is a layered pasta dish. Lasagna 这是一种把面片跟肉酱堆叠起来进烤箱烘烤的宽板意大利面，真的很宽哦。Each shape of pasta is designed to hold a certain type of sauce or to be eaten in a certain way. 意大利面呢有上千种的形状，每种形状呢都有它对应到的酱料跟最佳的料理方式。意大利的美食文化真的是非常的有深度。Making your own pasta is a time-consuming process, but it can be a fun and rewarding experience. The quality of the ingredients will make a huge difference in the taste of your pasta. Time-consuming 耗时的 process 过程 rewarding 值得做的有意义的 huge 巨大的 making your own pasta 自己制作意大利面食 is a time-consuming process 是一个耗时的过程 but it can be 但是它会是 a fun and rewarding experience 一种有趣而且有意义的体验。The quality of the ingredients，食材的品质，will make a huge difference，会产生巨大的影响。In the taste of your pasta，意大利面食的味道。Making your own pasta is a time-consuming process，but it can be a fun and rewarding experience. The quality of the ingredients will make a huge difference in the taste of your pasta.
自己做面食，一方面就是好玩跟成就感，当然，另一方面就是比较安心，使用没有漂白的面粉，没有多加修饰淀粉，或者是其他的添加物，没有过量的盐分。
To make pasta, you need wheat flour and water. Use fresh eggs and during wheat flour for the best results. During wheat flour,
杜兰小麦粉。
To make pasta, 制作意大利面食，you need 你需要 wheat flour and water 小麦粉和水。Use fresh eggs and during wheat flour 使用新鲜的鸡蛋和杜兰小麦粉。For the best results 可以获得最佳的效果。To make pasta, you need wheat flour and water. Use fresh eggs and during wheat flour for the best results.
意大利面食的材料呢，就只有两项：面粉和水。那希望口感更加丰富的话，可以加入杜兰小麦粉，或者呢，把面粉全部改为杜兰小麦粉。那如果希望滋味再上一层楼的话呢，把水替换成鸡蛋。会多一股蛋香味，而且呢，也会让面条更为弹牙。那材料这么简单，做法呢？
Put the flour and water in a large bowl. Bring the ingredients together using your hands. Do not add more water even if the dough looks dry. Don't bother working the mixture into a smooth dough because this is not for making bread. Bother,
费心。
Put the flour and water，
把面粉跟水，in a large bowl，在一个大的料理盆里。
Bring the ingredients together，
聚合材料，using your hands，用你的手。
Do not add more water，
不要加更多的水。
Even if the dough looks dry，即使面团看起来很干，Don't bother，不要费心。Working the mixture into a smooth dough，把混合物揉成光滑的面团。Because this is not for making bread，因为这个面团呢不是用来做面包的。Put the flour and water in a large bowl. Bring the ingredients together using your hands. Do not add more water, even if the dough looks dry. Don't bother working the mixture into a smooth dough because this is not for making bread.
是不是真的很简单呢？可是不把面粉揉匀，这面团看起来会很粗糙，而且大家一定会有一个疑问，就是真的不用多加水吗？
If the dough feels too dry and isn't coming together, you can dampen your hands with a little water and continue kneading and pressing the dough until it forms a cohesive mass.
Dampen 弄湿，cohesive 有凝聚力的。
If the dough feels too dry，
如果面团感觉太干燥
，and isn't coming together，
而且没有办法聚合在一起
，you can dampen your hands with a little water，
你可以用手沾一点水
，and continue kneading and pressing the dough，
然后继续揉捏跟挤压面团。
until it forms a cohesive mass，
直到它成团为止。
If the dough feels too dry and isn't coming together, you can dampen your hands with a little water and continue kneading and pressing the dough until it forms a cohesive mass.
所以呢，就是让水跟面粉可以聚合成团为这个目标。
Once the dough has come together, divide it into smaller portions. It will be easier to work with.
Divide 分割，portion 一部分。
Once the dough has come together，
一旦面团成团之后
，divide it into smaller portions，
把它分成比较小的几个分量。
It would be easier to work with，
处理起来呢会比较容易。
Once the dough has come together, divide it into smaller portions. It will be easier to work with.
一旦面团成团，即使看起来不均匀也没有关系，因为下一个步骤呢，就是使用制面机 （pasta maker machine），它呢就会让面团变漂亮喽。
To make pasta, you need to roll the dough out several times to get it to the right thickness. And that's where the pasta maker machine comes in handy.
Thickness, 厚度，comes in handy，派上用场。
To make pasta, 要制作意大利面食，you need to roll the dough out several times.
你需要把面团擀开几次
，to get it to the right thickness，
然后可以达到合适的厚度。
And that's where the pasta maker machine comes in handy.
这时候制面机就派上用场啦。
To make pasta, you need to roll the dough out several times to get it to the right thickness. And that's where the pasta maker machine comes in handy.
因为要反复折叠压平，所以前一个阶段揉面团的时候呢，其实不需要多花力气，而且呢，要操作含水量低的面团呢，因为要很费力气，所以我们才会需要机器的帮忙。
Basically, you take a portion of the dough and run it through the machine. It will flatten the dough evenly and to a consistent thickness. Then you fold the dough over itself, run it through the machine again, and repeat the process a few times. This helps to develop the gluten in the dough and gives it a nice texture.
Basically, 基本上，flatten 把东西弄平，evenly。平均地，consistent，一致的，repeat，重复，反复，process，过程，develop，发展，gluten，面筋，texture，组织。
Basically, you take a portion of the dough. 基本上，你取一部分的面团 and run it through the machine. 然后把它穿过制面机。It will flatten the dough evenly. 它会把面团均匀的压平 and to a consistent thickness, 并且达到一致的厚度。Then you fold the dough over itself. 然后你再把面团折叠起来。Run it through the machine again.再一次通过制面机 and repeat the process a few times, 重复这个过程几次。This helps to develop the gluten in the dough. 这个呢有助于在面团当中形成面筋 and gives it a nice texture, 并且赋予它良好的组织质地。Basically, you take a portion of the dough and run it through the machine. It will flatten the dough evenly and to a consistent thickness. Then you fold the dough over itself, run it through the machine again, and repeat the process a few times. This helps to develop the gluten in the dough and gives it a nice texture.
接下来呢，就是来聊聊制面机的种类。
Pasta maker machines are available in both manual and electric models. They are a great way to save time and effort when rolling out dough. They are also very accurate, so you can be sure that your dough will be rolled out to the perfect thickness every time. Available,
可获得的 manual, 手动的 model, 型号 accurate, 准确的
Pasta maker machines are available in both manual and electric models.
制面机呢有手动和电动两种型号。
Pasta maker machines are a great way.
制面机是一种好方法
to save time and effort.
一种节省精力和时间的方法。
When rolling out dough, 擀面团的时候。
They are also very accurate. 它们也非常的准确。
So you can be sure.
因此你可以确保
that your dough will be rolled out to the perfect thickness every time.
每一次呢都能将面团擀成完美的厚度。
Pasta maker machines are available in both manual and electric models.They are a great way to save time and effort when rolling out dough. They are also very accurate, so you can be sure that your dough will be rolled out to the perfect thickness every time.
使用制面机省时省力又有效率。
Dough sheeter is another cool machine that's used for rolling out dough.
Dough sheeter, 丹麦机。丹麦机也是制面机的一种，但是丹麦机呢，不是一般家庭会采购的设备。你可能需要住在豪宅，有一个超大的厨房，或者是要开店做生意，才会考虑自己买丹麦机。那还有就是要参加考试的话，也要学习如何操作丹麦机。但是Pasta maker machine,
制面机呢、这个也称为意大利面机，它是相对来讲比较平价，体积也比较小，适合家用的一个选项。Pasta maker machines are a must-have for any baker or cook who loves to make pastries, pizzas, and other dough-based dishes. Must-have,
必备的。
Pasta maker machines are a must-have.
制面机是必备工具
for any baker or cook.
对于任何面包师或厨师来说
who loves to make pastries, pizzas, and other dough-based dishes.
喜欢制作糕点、披萨或者是其他面团类菜肴的人。
Pasta maker machines are a must-have for any baker or cook who loves to make pastries, pizzas, and other dough-based dishes.
现在呢，许多面团搅拌机都朝多功能发展，除了附有三种的搅拌棒用来搅拌饼干、面包，还有
蛋糕的面团以外呢，还有其他的配件适合不同的目的。我的搅拌机除了可以做很多的面食，还可以磨咖啡豆，当做果汁机以及食物处理机，但是就是没有制面机的配件。我有一台手动的制面机，可是坦白说，一边手摇摇杆一边送面团，实在没有办法再照顾到摇晃不稳的制面机，还有压平之后的面片。所以呢，如果没有厨房小帮手来帮忙的话呢，电动制面机呢，真的是比较理想的一个选项。
Once the dough has been rolled to the desired thickness, switch to the pasta machine's cutting attachment or manually cut the dough into the desired pasta shape. After cutting the pasta, it's ready to be cooked immediately or dried for future use.
Desired, 想要的, switch, 转换, attachment, 配件, manually, 手动地, immediately, 立刻。
Once the dough has been rolled to the desired thickness,
将面团擀成所需要的厚度之后,
switch to the pasta machine's cutting attachment,
切换到制面机的意大利面切割器,
or manually cut the dough into the desired pasta shape,
或者手动将面团切割成所需要的意大利面的形状。
After cutting the pasta,
意大利面切好之后
，It's ready to be cooked immediately，
可以立即煮熟来吃
，or dried for future use，
或者把它晾干晒干，以备将来使用。
Once the dough has been rolled to the desired thickness, switch to the pasta machine's cutting attachment or manually cut the dough into the desired pasta shape. After cutting, the pasta is ready to be cooked immediately or dried for future use.
做好的意大利面条是可以马上煮来吃的。那你如果有多做的生面条的话，可以按分量分装好，然后放进冰箱冷冻保存，不会影响口感哦。
Hello， 那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里。If you like what you hear, please rate, review, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast tab.
感谢订阅、收听、donate的朋友 ，Your support means a lot to me。备课中的网站有文字笔记，可以善用网站的搜寻功能找到你所需要的资料。Be sure to tune into the next episode， 记得要继续回来收听英语文备课中。Bye。